I'm here to represent CPCs across the country in relation to equal pay for equal work. Historically, CPCs were always on the same pay grade as CNM2s and CNSs. And unfortunately, recently, that's been downgraded in certain ways. And we're just here to support CPCs across the country. And there's other groups of CPCs across the country, from Dublin to Waterford, Cork, all over, having similar protests today. Just a short lunchtime protest for half an hour, just to get our message out there that we just want equal pay for equal work.
And can you give us a description of what your normal working conditions will be that have you out here today?
Yeah, I suppose as CPCs, we cover, personally myself and Louise here beside me, my colleague, we cover like 26 mental health sites across Sligo, Leitrim and West Cavan. We're on the road a good bit supporting students and staff within these sites in relation to the students, I suppose, achieving their learning outcomes as part of their nursing degree. So the CPCs form a very important role, linking in with the college, the higher education authorities, and also the clinical placement sites. In our case, it's within Sligo Leitrim Mental Health Services. Other CPCs here beside me represent SUH and the ID services. So it's a huge role in relation to that link between the college and also the clinical sites, and supporting students with everything that they need on the sites.
And Louise, obviously, I don't think anybody wants to be out here standing in the rain this evening, but obviously the CPCs play a crucial role for both the development of patients and the development of students.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want to be here, but I suppose being a nurse, we have to fight for everything. It's like we never get anything handed to us. And I suppose the Minister for Health, he doesn't really have a clear idea of our role and, you know, the grade that we're should be paid at, which is CNM2. We really don't want to be out here in the rain, but we have no other choice.
And are you hopeful that you'll be listened to today?
We hope so. 4 days out from election, it'd be great to be listened to. But like, I suppose in a nursing, where there's always lots of promises made, and you know, usually the actions never really are followed through. So we hope that we are listened to today.